Welcome back from break. Is it just me or do those 10 minutes? It wasn't quite 10 minutes, I don't think. But do they, like, fly by the time I actually grab more coffee, which was more so warm-up coffee that time because I guess I talked nonstop. I hadn't sipped any coffee the last hour. So I went and had a warm-up fest, and by the time you potty and sit and think for a second, it's like, oh, your 10 minutes are over. So, again, just recap. First hour, we talked about what an empire is, the basis of the empire, the financial piece, the payroll piece, the things that you need to make sure that you have in place to make sure you're legally protected. I gave you an offer, or Jessica gave you an offer to go through a training to make sure you are legally protected, like 7 things that you need to have in place. And if you don't, then you know you need to kind of get some assistance there. Second hour, we started because we need to finish. Clearly, I talk too much. But I realized what happened is some of the stuff from this hour, I actually added in. I was going to go into the book this time. So I'm like, why didn't we finish second hour? That's why. So we started the Empire Pyramid, and we got to, like, the first 3 levels of it. And then I spent a moment talking about your book magic, how to make publishing a powerful part of your platform and something that brings in a whole lot more money. I forgot to add that on top of doing a print book, you have your Kindle book as well. But I do believe that that Audible is just going to be super, super powerful for you. Another idea that I wanted to, before we finish the Empire piece, I wanted to say about Audible, your audiobook, is I don't suggest, a lot of people do, I don't suggest this for self-publishers. Here's why. And that's coming out with your physical book, your Kindle book, and your audiobook at the same time, because your audiobook is like a revival of the original book. Let me give you some examples. So my original book was released 2 years ago. It'll be 2 years ago in a few months. My audiobook is a revival. Even though it's still been selling, nothing sells as good as it does the first few months, right? And so it's a wake-up. It's a revival. If you bought my physical book today, you wouldn't want the audio. Like, why do you need them both? Now, I'm the nerd. I'm the goof. I actually do buy physical books and audio books. Just me, I do them both. And especially if I really like them, I'll also get the audio book or the physical book. And it's something I'm going to read more than once. But generally speaking, people don't do that. Now, I want you to keep that in mind, because then the idea comes like, well, why would I do it at the same time? This is what you can remember for why you'll wait 6 months or wait a year, and I actually suggest waiting about a year. Allow your audiobook to be a revival, but like a newer version, a revision of your original book. So even if you read my original book, Shut Up and Do the Work, my audiobook will be Shut Up and Do the Work, plus about 50 to 80% more material. Why? Because over the last 2 years, I've grown, I've shifted, I've transformed. There's more to the story. Oh, I like that. There's more to the story. That seems like that should be the title of something. I don't know what. Maybe a book. But there's more to the story now, right? There's more insight to be added there. Also, if you give yourself at least a year after writing your book, you have feedback from your reviews, you have feedback from where people have inboxed emails, taking your courses, et cetera, et cetera. And for me personally, my view 2 years ago, some of them have changed. A lot of them are the same, but some of them have changed. And so even though you're going to get the original Shut Up and Do the Work, you get, like, just imagine you more than double the book. That's what you're going to get in the audiobook. So even if you read the original book, there is reason for you to get the audiobook a year later, 2 years later. And so, again, you want to definitely make sure you use this as a part of a powerful part of your platform, and then to get people who aren't on Audible to come over. And, again, it's an extra $25 that you get if they aren't signed up for Audible. Just, it's a win-win on both sides, okay? So that's just an idea. People always talk about when it comes to books, there are many, 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 many books that were released and didn't sell amazingly, and then they were re-released with a new cover and, like, sold out. Think of your audiobook as a new cover. think of the workbooks to go with your original book as a cover, a new cover, and think about the revival that's going to happen. So I think I mentioned this initially. As far as the foundation is constantly there, the coaching, unless I'm taking a break. But in general, that is the foundation of my business. The group or the digital, minimum quarterly of releasing something. And if you're doing something that's one day such as this, or even a 3 day, I would say monthly, so that by the end of the year, you have 12 new digital programs. Can you imagine how quick your entire empire is going to build with monthly one-day trainings that's lasting, 3 to 6 hours, depending on what you're doing? Can you imagine that? I've had some of these one-day trainings that last like 8 hours, mainly because we would do a Q&A at the end of each section, and then it takes a while to answer the questions, and it was a lot of hands-on work. It's a day. You can do that, right? And at the end of the year, you have 12 new things in your empire. And then yearly, I would say do some sort of book or some sort of workbook. So if you did a book this year, next year, you're releasing your audio book. And then in between that, you can release, say, a workbook that goes along with your book, a teacher's guide. That's another idea, you doing a teacher's guide, okay? So just wanted to throw those ideas out there. The next part of your empire, which you may not think about, and this may not, how am I going to say this? This may not outwardly pay you the way the books would, the way the digital programs would, the way the coaching would, but this will pay you in other ways, and it can pay you. But this is going to pay you in other ways. And this is the part of your empire that actually aligns with other brands. Now, this is a really great, I'm actually glad we're having this conversation in a private area, because people, especially if you look around the expert industry, are always talking about aligning their brand and likeness with other people in your industry. And so the general rule, I probably sounded really bored when I said this, because I've just come to a place in my career, I would say the last year, I've just kind of been really bored with the way people do things. It's like, it's kind of overdone. It's kind of like, really? My sound effects. But I get a little bit bored, and I wonder, why don't people think outside the box more? Why don't people choose to do something different? And so it's always been powerful to align your brand with other brands. But what people tend to do is align their brands, their brands, with other brands in the industry. So for the sake that I used her earlier, and I think she's just easy to pick on, I would say. Well, not pick on, but easy to use, because I think most of us know who Marie Forleo is, and we know what B-School is. We'll say that. Now, let's be clear. Marie doesn't align her brand with anybody. Like, she doesn't. She used to, but she doesn't, which is funny because people promote her, but you really don't see her promoting anybody, which is always like, and do y'all notice that? Like, okay. Anyway, so people would look at a Marie Forleo, and they would want to align their brands with Marie Forleo. Like, oh, my God, if I could just get on Marie's platform. Even if aligning your brand is just getting on, I don't even know if she used to. Does she still do it? She used to do this weekly Marie TV thing back in the day. So even if it's just getting on her weekly Marie TV, the idea is, oh, well, I'm a coach. I'm a consultant. I'm in this expert industry. Coaches and consultants watch Marie Forleo. Let me align my brand with her brand. Let me see if I can get on her platform. Let me see if she can interview me inside this. This is what people do. Now, again, replace Marie Forleo with anybody's name you want to. You can even do a Tony Robbins. You can do anybody you want to. That's what people tend to do. And you don't have to go that big. You could just go with someone a little bit bigger than you. People tend to want to align their brands with other people in the industry. This next part of the empire is about aligning brands, but it's actually going and thinking outside of the box. So right now my team is in talks with Louis Vuitton and Chanel about me doing an event, a reception, in one of their stores. The Louis Vuitton in Las Vegas is the largest Louis Vuitton store in North America. It's three floors. Yeah, it's huge. I didn't even know this, but I like to know the history of things. It's the largest one in North America. Chanel, I just love Chanel's brand with a period behind it, but we're in talks about going to the Chanel in Paris and actually doing an event at the Chanel in Paris. Now, why is this important? They're not paying me for this. Like, it wouldn't be that I would get paid by these brands. So why would this be a part of the empire? It's because of the perceived value increase of my brand by aligning myself with these other brands, right? By these other brands putting a stamp on me just by allowing me to hold the event there. And then they open up a private shopping experience for my clients that choose to do so that night. So the store is shut down to outside visitors, and there's a private shopping experience that takes place. They are paying their employees more to stay over. They are putting money into it. I'm not getting paid, but in the end, they're going to get paid because, again, it turns into a private shopping experience for my clients. So I want you to start thinking outside of the box and allowing this to be a completely different part of your empire pyramid is the brand affiliations. Understand that you don't have to just associate with brands that's in your industry. If you can figure out how to align with these other brands, that can catapult your brand higher than ever. I also want you to think about this. There is no lack, but we act like inter-industry-wise, it's a word today. We act like inter-industry-wise that this is the only place where people who like self-development hang out. That's not true. People who like self-development like other things, too. They like sports. They like, by the way, I chose Louis Vuitton and Chanel and Gucci maybe because it's trendy. But I like luxury brands that are timeless, right? I love the classics. It's who I am. I tend to think of, like, something that Jackie O would love. You know what I'm saying? I tend to think of the classic brands, and I just like old-time luxury, right? And so it's just what I personally like, which is why I chose that. I'm not into sports, so I wouldn't even know which sport to choose to try to align myself with. But say you were into a Canadian hockey, and you could align yourself somehow with this hockey team and have clients to come in and do something. It's a win-win. It's like a joint venture for the brand, and it's a joint venture for you. And aligning yourself this way is huge. You can align yourself with Apple doesn't do it. I have to tell everybody. I'm like, I never know Apple to do it. But I do. They only do it when they plan on buying you out. But I do know that Dell does this. Microsoft does this. They'll align themselves with your brand and become a sponsor of your brand, period. And so now all of a sudden, Dell is aligning itself with, which says a lot. That says a lot that these major corporations, which are respected, they're aligning themselves with your brand. So at the forefront, it doesn't look like it's bringing in money, but in the end, it's actually catapulting your value, right? It's catapulting what the perceived value of what people are going to get from working with you. It moves you to another level. So I want you to really think of your brand and using your likeness and using your name as a part of this empire because it can fluctuate and it can go in different places and aligning yourself with other brands, again, outside of a Marie Forleo or a Tony Robbins or put in any other name, all right? I try to use names that everyone knows that way. It's like, oh, that makes sense. I'm using this quote-unquote a generic name rather than to use a smaller name, and then it feels like I'm really picking on somebody, right? So you can insert any name. It could be somebody just a little bit ahead of you. Hell, you can insert my name. Like, why align with me when you can align with this big, huge brand? Now, align with me. You can align with me. You can align with a Marie or a Tony as well, but stop thinking just inside of the box. right? There are other people, there's other audience that you can get instead of us recycling the same people over and over. I hope you follow what I'm saying here. Also, under the brand and likeness part of your empire, I want you to start thinking about sponsorships, allowing people to do like sponsored posts, sponsored things, and you to get paid that way, especially if you've built an audience. I've had people approach me on Instagram a few times about because of my stories. My stories get more views than my profile, strange enough. It's very strange, but they get a whole lot more views. And so I've had brands want to combine and work with me and pay me this way. And we're not talking about a little bit of money. Like, I got to get a contract just for this because people are like, I'll give you $20,000 if you can spend the next 3 months and once a week, yada, 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 because my stories do get so many views. And so you want to consider that a part of your empire as well. And you want to make sure that the brands in which you align yourself, whether it's a brand that you reach out to, again, like Chanel and Louis Vuitton, they didn't come to me. I've had my team reach out to them to put something together. Or they come to you, right? However it goes, you need to be open to this because it can align you in a different way. Now, I do think, I actually think, and that's why I haven't done it quite yet, but this $20,000 one I am going to do, let me just be real clear. It aligns very well. I'm going to do it. But I was like, it's $20,000. It ain't like $1,000. I'm not going to turn that $20 down. Hold on, I'm going to do it. But it does look different when you align yourself with a brand and you're hosting events in their space and they offer something private and exclusive for people versus you doing something on Instagram and you making sure it says sponsored so that you will follow the laws around advertising. You understand what I'm saying? So I place more value on this thing that's actually not paid up front because, number one, it's going to make me more money. People are excited. They're like, wait, like, who is this person that can host an event at a Chanel store, at a Louis Vuitton store? Do you follow what I'm saying? Other parts of the empire that I'm going to hit real quick would be your radio shows. Sponsorships kind of fall under your radio show. I definitely suggest that as an expert, the book to me kind of holds the same kind of value as the radio show. You're not going to make any money from the radio show until you grow to the point that you can put sponsorships on your radio show. You can open your sponsorship up to private people, private business owners, or you can open it up to companies in order to come in and pay you. Or you can do like I did. I had a syndicated radio show and I didn't put anybody sponsorships outside of my own. So I basically put my own advertisements for my programs, products, and services inside of a syndicated radio show. I'm doing the same thing with my podcast now. And so I think that a podcast, a radio show is something good for you to have. I think that you should be start out doing like one show a week. My show, I started out with 3 a week. I'm failing horribly at that. I did amazing for the first few months, and now I'm down to 1 a week. I'm working on it. But I think it's better for you to say, hey, I'm going to do 1 a week instead of getting overly excited like I did and say you're going to do 3 a week. And then after about 3 months, you fall off the 3 a week because 3 a week is a lot of fucking shows. I'm saying a month. It's really been about 3 months. But those are a lot. There are a lot of shows. And eventually you get tired or you run out of topics. And I started thinking, like, dang, if I had saved all those, that would have given me like a year's worth of topics if I only did 1 a week. So I think radio is a good way, too, in order to get in front of people. You have to understand that people have different ways of learning. But radio is actually an income stream because of the sponsorships available. So just like people will want to sponsor you with your social media, you may have to reach out to them. You may want to use your social media to leverage the radio show, meaning you may want to use your social media to say, hey, guys, I have a radio show. I have this many unique visitors or listeners a month or for each episode, and I'm offering sponsorships if you want to advertise on my show. Email here. You can do that as well. That can earn you. I have literally had Bluehost and a few other people reach out to me for the show that I'm doing now. And that's just a podcast. It's not professionally done. I do it like where the syndicated radio show was. This isn't. Literally, I've had about $10,000 in sponsorship opportunities per month come up. Okay? So you can make a ton of money here and make that a part of your empire as well as speaking. And then the next thing that I want you to think about, and I kind of went fast with radio show and speaking just because I feel like they are the normal industry things, but this is the one that I wanted to mention, is remember when we talked about Sarah Blakely in hour one? And I said to you, if Sarah Blakely started talking about skincare and in 5 years she opened the skincare line, it would make sense to me. And I like Sarah Blakely, so I would buy her skincare line. That's this level, and it is the level of branching out into other parts of your brand. Thinking about if the corner of your business, if the cornerstone is you, and you are the empire, meaning you're the key to the empire and you're the key to wealth, what are other things that you have shared and you have showed, other things that's a part of your life that would just make sense that you do as additions to your business? So I'll use me as an example because I know my business better than – I know some of your businesses just because you've done programs or intensives with me. But for the most part, I know mine more, right? So an example would be, I said the skincare for Sarah Blakely. The same is true with me. I'm kind of obsessed with skincare. Like, I'm kind of like, eh, I'm getting older. I need to make sure my face ain't looking older. We need to make sure we stop the clock. So I'm kind of obsessed with it. So I talk about skincare a lot. I talk about moisturizers I love. I talk about that. If I was to come up with a skincare line in a couple of years, it wouldn't be too far off for me, all right? Another thing that wouldn't be too far off for me is something around like scarves. I remember I did one of my clients spoke at one of my events last year, and she did this whole training for people because her whole thing is around imaging. And she talked about she helps brands figure out what they can sell based off who they are as a whole. And we pulled up with me because I love scarves. I love a scarf, by the way. I think a big scarf, it could be a scarf, it could turn into a shawl, you can stick it in your handbag. And if you get chilly, you just throw it over your sleeves. You can have on a plain black dress with a colorful scarf. I just think a scarf just makes life, okay? I don't know why I have a love affair with scarves. It just is. It feels really classic. It's my love affair. It wouldn't be odd for me to create this luxury silk scarf line or shawl line or a purse line. Those things would not be odd for me because they are things that I'm always talking about, I'm loving. So it's important when we're talking about the brand, the likeness, all these things for you to think about. And this is usually the part of your empire that comes later, after you've built more money, after the coaching is secure, after you have the digital products going, after you've released several books. I generally say this is about 5 to 10 years down the line in your business, but it doesn't have to be if you have the money and if you've built the audience. But it's around that time, yeah, it's around that time when you're falling back with your coaching a little bit. It's the time when you say, I've been doing this like this for a few years, and I want to do something different. I love shifting lives, but I kind of want to do something different. So I am going to, and I'm saying this like this because this is what I've been saying the last few months. So I'm going to leave my mastermind open. I'm going to have my mastermind. I'm going to do VIP intensives, and I am no longer going to do smaller 6-week, 8-week, 16-week group programs because I want to spend my time and energy on other things that I love. It's during this time that you add in this new part of your empire, which I have worked with brands on a consulting side because you guys, you may not know this, that I consult as well. This is the time when that brand is born that usually ends up financially being bigger than your whole business has been. Because what's happened is you spent time building an audience, and it's like a snowball effect, and you know business better, and you've spent so much time in this place, and you begin to just branch out and do different things that you love. An easy one that you can put in place, and you can put in place now, and I've had in place since my second year in business, is an apparel line. And for me, it was a t-shirt apparel line. And the reason I say you could do that from the very beginning, it's because there's not a lot of upfront fee. There's not a lot of upfront money involved. And you could literally start selling T-shirts and cups and mugs and tablets and pillows and things like that and start bringing in a little bit of money. And I'm saying a little bit in the grand scheme of things, it's what a lot of people bring in from their job. So I've had my apparel line 6 years now, maybe seven. And we sell different shirts, and my shirts have different slogans, or what I call Stephanie-ism, or my favorite shirt right now, because I've been, like, wearing it, testing it, seeing how I have it's a little thin hoodie. It is a long-sleeve shirt. It's sweatshirts. It's short-sleeve shirts. But I order them for myself, and I wear them for a while before I ever put them on sale. And it goes along with the relaunch of my book. So my shirt says Do the Work, which goes along with the book Shut Up and Do the Work. Well, my apparel line that I actually don't promote that much brings me anywhere between $3,000 and $5,000 a month selling T-shirts. I have T-shirts, mugs, and little tote bags. And I don't keep any inventory. And I feel like this is a huge part of your empire that a lot of entrepreneurs are actually missing out on. And I feel like they're missing out on it because they don't even think about it. It doesn't even occur to them. Or they think it's going to take a lot of work. Or they think they're going to have to have overhead, and you don't. And I'll tell you the company that I use in order to do mine, and I've been using them from the very beginning. A lot of people want to use Zazzle. I feel like Zazzle is one of the companies. But I use Spreadshirt, S-P-R-E-A-D, shirt.com. And I feel like they're the easiest ones to sign up with. You can create your own design. You put your own designs in there. You put a price on your design. You put a price on your shirt. So one shirt can make you $10 or $20, depending on how much a shirt is. So if you're selling $29 shirts, you're likely making $20 to $23 from your shirt, depending on if it's a sweatshirt, whatever it is. You can do umbrellas. You literally can have a full apparel line. You can create, bring out new products for the season, and you can have a whole different stream of income coming in with doing this T-shirt line or apparel line. And I think it's a huge part, a piece of your empire that people miss out on that I think is really easy to do. You can literally have your T-shirt line set up. If we were to get off the call right now and you go to Spreadshirt, in the next hour you can have at least 2 to 3 shirts up, and you can have them out and ready to sell if you can go into, like, PicMonkey or Canva and make a transparent design. You can have it up really, really quickly and literally have a new stream of income by the end of today, listening to the sound of my voice, and start bringing in money in real life. And so this is why I chose this option, which I think is really, really easy for you to bring in, and I think that it's a huge part of revenue that most entrepreneurs are missing out on. So right now, as a part of the empire, we have coaching, we have the group programs, the digital products, you have books, you have aligning with different brands in order to increase your perceived value. You have other products that you can get out, again, skincare, purses, whatever, that matches the who that you are. You have apparel, something that you could start now. The only thing that I would say I would wait on is until you build an audience for the whole, if you wanted to do a skincare line or something like that, right? Apparel, you can start right now and have that money rolling in. We have to stop focusing on, I'm just going to coach. Have this other stream of income coming in using those isms that you say all the time, using those, I like to call them bust them in the mouth statements. It's usually those statements that are very polarizing. It's usually those things that piss people off or either have people saying, yeah, those are the statements or the slogans that I use, and this can really make you money. There's a company that I consult with who this is the core of their business is the apparel piece, and because they made the apparel piece their foundation, their apparel line was just T-shirts, it's swimsuits in the summertime, it's sweatshirts, it's mugs, and it's totes. Now remember, oh, and umbrellas. Remember, there's no inventory to be kept at all whatsoever. I buy my inventory because, again, I like to know the quality of the shirts, because there are some shirts, especially on Spreadshirt, the cheaper shirts, they're cheaper quality. So I order all of my shirts that I make. If I'm using a new brand, I order them first before I make them available to the public. That's why I told you I wear them a few times. I wash them. I want to make sure the quality is good because my brand is attached to them. But I've been consulting with her the last couple of years, and within her first 6 months, she was doing $15,000 to $20,000 a month just in her apparel line. She did hers backwards. So she did her apparel line first because it was easy. She created an Instagram page. She started promoting on her Instagram page, and then she branched out and started doing consulting. So now she's doing consulting based on people who follow her on social media, who buy her shirts, who buy her this, who buy her that. She does coaching and consulting with them if they want to start their own store. And so you have so many options that's available to you when it comes to your empire that most people aren't actually tapping into that you are missing out on. So again, that's Spreadshirt. And if you want, I can't believe I'm adding this bonus in here, but I'm going to add it in because, and this will not, let me be very clear, this will not be available on the replay page. I will send this out individually because this will then become like a whole other thing. But if you would like a training on how to set up a Spreadshirt store, on how to actually create your designs, which is the hard part to me, than the store part. If you let me know, I am going to do a training within the next 2 weeks, and I will just send it to you if you want a training around that. Now, if you're good with creating, by the way, I'm not a technical girl, which is why it's important to know this, because since I'm not a technical girl, that means that this is not difficult to do at all, but you have to know how to do it. And it actually did take me years to really figure out how to make this work to the point that my shirts, people, I'm like walking through the store. I'm kind of ashamed because I got my Do the Work shirt on right now at this moment. And then I had another one on a couple of days ago. People probably like, this helpful wear the same shirt. I got like six of them because again, I wear them, but I'm walking through the store. And people are like, oh my God, I love that shirt. Where can I buy it? That wasn't like that in the beginning before I realized how to make these images. And I can make an image now in 5 minutes and post it up. And literally, it only takes me making the design, getting it created and everything, like 15 minutes to do a shirt. And this is a huge, that to me, an extra $5,000 a month from apparel that I don't have to keep is amazing. And if you notice, I also don't promote it much. It's not something that I have to promote much. So if it's something that, clearly, I'm just going on this tangent because I'm really excited, and I feel like it's just such an area that people are losing or missing out on as entrepreneurs in their empire. If it's something you want, you guys know what to do. Message me, let me know, and then I'm going to individually send it to you again for the sake of this recording so you guys will know this is only for the people live and in the class. It will end up being something additional that you could purchase that you're interested in, but if you're live in the class right now, I will create it and give it to you. Just give me a couple of weeks since you guys know I leave in less than a week, like 3 days to leave the country. So it's just kind of rush right now. But if that's something you want, definitely let me know. And it's super exciting. So, again, that's a huge part. So here are the things that I think that you can add to your business right now. Right now, if all you're doing is one-on-one, I deep down in my heart, suggest that you start adding some other pieces such as these one-day workshops and have a different topic every single month. If you can do one a month or one a quarter, great. One a month, that's 12 new digital courses that you will have. If you do one a quarter, that's 4 new ones that you'll have, but it's something that you can add and start getting revenue coming in. If you follow this, if you're doing one a month, you can, by the end of the year, you can have an additional $20,000 coming into your business just from these digital courses, okay? Like on auto, this has nothing to do with you actually sell live. It has nothing to do with the live. I mean, just from the digital part of it, if you're doing one a month and then you have it available digitally, it can open up a big, huge door of what you could be bringing in just from these digital courses. An extra $20,000. Just imagine if your digital course is, let's do whole numbers. Like, not whole numbers, like even numbers or odd numbers, but you know what I mean, a whole number. Let's do $1,000. I'm thinking about God, those of you who are long-term clients with me on the line are probably laughing at me because every time I do something with numbers, I'm like, wait, hold on. Do I want to do this number? Because I'm not amazing in math. So if I did, like, if it was 3,872, I'd be like, hold on, I got to do that. What means 3,872? Okay, so let's suppose you sold it for, you get 12 new products a year. You sell them for $1,000 a piece. If you only sell 20 a month, which may sound like a lot, it's 12 different options. Somebody go want some from you. Let's even knock out the 20. Let's just suppose you only sold one of each product a month. Just one. Just one. There are different topics, but all under the umbrella of what you do. That's an additional $12,000 a month. $12,000. Who can use the extra $12,000? So I definitely suggest you start putting that in place right now. On this break, I actually want to give you a little bit of homework because when we come back from this break, it's going to be Q&A time. I'm going to open up the call. I hope you have questions ready. Hope you've been taking notes and have some questions ready. Your homework is I want to know what your next three group or digital things will be that you're going to release. You need to release your first one within the next 30 days. Yes, I'm going to put the pressure on you. And if you, first one within the next 30 days, and if you are in Legacy, if you are here from Legacy and you're listening in and you're live, I need your first one released within the next 7 days. Yes, I'm an asshole. Yes, I am putting the pressure on you, but you've been working with me for a while. I expect it from you. So I want your first one to open the doors and start selling it within the next 7 days, even if you don't host it until the next 14 days, 20 days, whatever. Open the doors and start selling within 7. Everybody else, 30 days, unless you want to put the pressure on yourself and do it for the next 7 days. But I want to know what your next three things are going to be and specifically what the first thing is. It's going to be digital that you're recording to be your digital thing. Personally, again, I like to record live. I like to have live people on the line and do this because the energy is different. I like your feedback. It's like knowing you're there, knowing that you're into what I'm saying, you're paying attention. There's a different level of energy that goes into these trainings than if I just turned on a camera and I recorded the content. I promise you, it just feels different. And I personally prefer this. I like being able to open up the line and get Q&A on the live. When I like doing this because this is stuff that people who are getting the recordings, this is stuff that they want to get. Like, if you ask questions that the other people want, right? So I want to know, though, 7 days. Next thing, I want to know what the next book is. If this is your first book, great. And if it's not, great. I want to know what the book is you're going to release before this year is over. You got to set an intention. And I'm going to assume, I see a lot of messages coming through about the apparel line, so I'm assuming a lot of you guys are going to wait on me for the apparel line, but let's just say you need to make a mental note that within the next 3 months that your apparel store is going to open, okay, guys? So do we have any questions about this that you want to ask, inbox me right now, or it's up to you if you want to wait until we come back from break, and we're going to open up this line for Q&A, some live coaching areas. Let's see if we have anything coming through. Yay! Yes, design class. Yay! I want the training on creating apparel. Yay, yay, yay. Yes, please. Yay! Definitely, I want this training. Yay, I see you guys. Perfect, perfect. Let's see. Make sure no questions. Okay, guys. Taking this break just about 5 minutes early. But let's branch out. Let's come back. And it's 1:45. Let's come back at 2:40. No, not 2:45. That's an hour. Let's come back at 1:55, which is 10 minutes. And then when we come back, be ready to raise your hand. I'm going to unmute the line. Any Q&A, any kind of questions about anything we covered today, I'm going to add in some last-minute thoughts, some last things. Just get ready. Can't wait to talk to you guys. 10 minutes, guys. Toodles.
The moderator has left the conference.